A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Tamura Chav Vav, Tamura 26b, pagination is 52. We'll start midway at the page at the Mishnah. Harei zu tachas zu. This animal shall be in place of the other animal. Tamura zu, the exchange of the other animal. Or chalifas zu, the exchange of the other animal. Harei zu tamura, these are all terms that will place the new animal with the status of a tamura. And we know the law of tamura is that v'hayahu usumura so yihya kodesh. The first one retains its sanctity, and the new animal is also invested with that sanctity. You may recall the style of the Mishnah from the Mishnah in Kiddushin. We had Brisis discussing different terms that might enact Kiddushin, even though they didn't use the words Hareat Mikudeshesli. You didn't use the exact word for sanctity, but you used other words that indicate what you were trying to do. In that case, it was the matrimonial bond. So over here, these terms, different types of terms, are also accomplishing what you're looking to accomplish. Tamura, to invest the new animal with the sanctity of the original animal. Zu mechuleles al zu, but if the term that he used was mechuleles, which is to desanctify, ein zu tamura, that's not tamura. Tamura is to invest the new animal with sanctity. To uninvest, to deconsecrate, the first animal is not what tamura is doing. It's focused on the new animal's sanctity if you're looking to do tamura. V'mhaya hekdesh balmum yotza luchulin. If the first animal was blemished and is ineligible for the Mizbeach anyway, so then it's like Bedek HaBayis type asset. It's really there just for the money at this point, because it can't be brought as a karbon, and therefore it would work. Yotze L'chulin, there's a condition, V'tzarech L'asos Damim, it has to be the same value if you want to do such an exchange. This is a different type of transaction. When we deal with tamura, they do not have to be the same value. The person is trying to invest the new one with the sanctity, thinking that it'll go off the original one. And that transaction will take place, even if the new animal is of less value. It's smaller. Makes no difference. He's trying to invest the new animal with sanctity instead of the old. He's trying to do that transfer. He's trying to invest it in the new one. That's the case of tamura. And it does not have to be the same value. But over here, what he's trying to do is desanctify the first one. And since it's not a kodesh animal anymore in the sense of mizbeach level kodesh, therefore when he does this exchange, it's not tamura, it's chilul. And chilul works, provided that it has the same value. The Gemara focuses on the term tachas. Tachas, in place of. We sometimes use the word tachas, meaning the thing that's on the bottom. It's underneath. In our case, we're translating it as in place of. If we visual, so one thing used to be in this footprint, in this spot in the world, and now we're going to put something else there. It's in place of it. The problem is that we're going to encounter the word tachas being used in two very different applications. And the Gemara is going to present in the name of Abaye that the word tachas can actually be used in two different ways. The two applications, which we've already started developing in the way we learned the Mishnah, is that Temura is to invest the new animal in holiness. Both end up becoming Kodesh. And Chilul is when you have an asset of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not Mizbeach eligible. And Tachas in that case means to undo the sanctity on one thing and transfer it to something else. In one case, Tachas, like Temura, is in the same place as, and you're investing it in with sanctity. In the other case, it's instead of, it's going to undo the sanctity and be mechulal to desanctify it. Let's see the Gemara. Lememra, are you telling me, detachas lishna de'atfusehu, that the word tachas is going to increase the sanctity. It's going to invest it with sanctity. And it's a word that could be used in the case of Temura, because that's what you're doing. For Aminu, I'll ask you a question. I'm finding the word tachas working in a very different type of application. Kolche bedek habayis, if you have an asset of the Beis HaMikdash ineligible for the Mizbeach, Omar Khalifa Zu Temurazu Lo Omar Klum, if he used the terms that work by Temura or Khalipin, that's nothing. Because that's not what you're doing by Kodshe Bedek Habayis. You're not exchanging them to have also that sanctity. Your focus is to desanctify onto something. Tachasu Mechulalas alzu, if you say the word tachas, or you say desanctified devarav kayamim, that works. What is it? What's the transaction that you're looking to do? You're looking to desanctify. So the word tachas works over there. How could it work both to invest something in holiness and to desanctify something of its holiness? How could the same word tachas work for both? If you understood tachas to be investing it in the same place as Maishina Resha, Maishina Seifa, why is it that when he uses the word tachas by Bedek Habayis, it works? But if he uses the terms of Temura, it does not work. Our Mishnah told us that tachas is a word of Temura. Maishina Resha, why is it that in the first part, the words of Temura don't work, and in the Sefer, the word tachas, which I thought was a word of Temura, is suddenly working? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, tachas. You want to know about the word tachas? Mishkachas la lishna de'atfusei. You can find it in the understanding of investing it in sanctity, in place of, for lishna da'achule, and it also is a desanctifying type word. Let's look at the psukim. Lishna da'atfusei, it's a description of something retaining sanctity. Dichsiv v'im tachtel tamod havaheres, the tzaras, affliction, stays in its place. It remains. It's strong. Unchanged. That's the example of something gaining sanctity. De'achule. But if you want to desanctify something, you want to put something instead of this. Dechsiv, we have a pasuk like that as well. Tachas hanechoshes avi zahav. In place of the copper, Hashem will bring gold. V'hilkach, and therefore, gabe kodshe mizbeach, when you're dealing with something eligible for the mizbeach, where temura is relevant, da'avdin temura, lishna da'atfusehu, we understand it in the way we can interpret your words, it makes sense. You mean the word tachas of tachtea tamod habaheres, that something is standing in that place, is standing its ground. Gabe kodshe bedek habayis. But when you're talking about assets of the Beis HaMikdash, where it's a concept of exchange, it's going to be in its place, as in instead of, to replace the other thing. And that's the statement that you made. We could understand what you're saying, because there's a pasuk like that as well, using the word tachas. Dalo avdin temura, since temura is not made by kodshe bedek habayis, lishna da'achulehu, I understand it according to the usage described in the other pasuk, where it's indeed instead of. Bottom line is that we're willing to take your words and understand them in a way that makes sense if there are grounds to do so. And therefore, this word used by Temura has a source, used by Kodshe Bedek Habayis has a source, and therefore it actually works in both applications according to the appropriate understanding of the word. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.